The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the initial broadcast. Hi, I'm Kurt Benrood with the North Carolina Reading Service, formerly known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and welcome to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about movies, plays, and other events that are being offered in our area with audio description. We'll begin with a quick overview of the movies and plays, and more details will be available concerning the most immediate offerings a little later in the show. So we'll start in the Raleigh-Cary area with The Taming at Justice Theater Project. They're performing at Peace College. This is on Sunday, November 3rd at 3 p.m. Justice Theater Project offers free pairs of tickets for users of the audio description service. For details, call them at 919-264-7089. The Fall of the House of Usher is being done by Applause, Cary Youth Theater, at the Cary Arts Center on Sunday, November 3rd at 3 p.m. You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, November 3rd at 5 p.m. And Raleigh Little Theater offers a second ticket at no charge to users of the audio description service, and they can be called at 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. Having Our Say, The Delaney Sisters, by North Carolina Theater in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, November 9th at 2 p.m. Best Christmas Pageant Ever by Cary Players at Cary Arts Center on Sunday, December 8th, 3 p.m. And once again, Cary Players has that buy one, get one special for users of the audio description service. Cinderella by Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, December 15th, 5 p.m. Black Nativity by Justice Theater Project in North Carolina State University's Stewart Theater in the Tally Student Center. It's Sunday, December 15th, 3 p.m. Moving over to Durham, we have Durham 150 Closing Ceremony at the Durham Performing Arts Center on November 2nd at 7:30 p.m. A Bronx Tale at the Durham Performing Arts Center on Saturday, November 9th, 8 p.m. And in Chapel Hill, we've got Ragtime at Playmakers on Tuesday, November 26th, 7:30 p.m. In the Triad area, that is Greensboro and Winston-Salem, we've got Dracula on November 9th, 2 p.m. at the Triad stage, and A Christmas Carol, also at the Triad stage, on December 15th at 2 p.m. And finally, It's a Wonderful Life at the Triad stage on December 21st at 2 p.m. Taking a look at the movie theaters, for starters, the following theaters, they are Regal Theaters, offer audio-described movies. That's in Raleigh, North Hills Stadium 14 at 4150 Main at North Hills Street. Also in Raleigh, the Briar Creek Stadium 14 at 8611 Briar Creek Parkway. In Chapel Hill, the Timberline 6 at 120 Banks Drive. In Cary, the Crossroads Stadium 20 at 501 Cataboo Avenue. In Apex, the Beaver Creek Stadium 12 at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive. And in Garner, the White Oak Stadium 14 at 1205 Timber Drive East. Now, Regal Theaters has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about the showtimes of movies and which theaters they're in. The phone number to call is 844-462-7342, and simply follow the menu prompts, and you'll know what the show times are for the movie in question. And that number once again is 844-462-7342. And now we'll do a little preview information about the newest releases. Sorry, getting a little bit ahead of myself there. First of all, let me let you know what the newest releases are coming out just this week is Disney's Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. It's rated PG, and it's playing at all six of these movie theaters. The Lighthouse, rated R, playing only at the Crossroads in Cary. Zombieland, double tap, rated R, playing at all of these theaters. Gemini Man, rated PG-13, also plays at all of these theaters. And Jexi, that's J-E-X-I, rated R, plays at the Crossroads in Cary, Briar Creek in Raleigh, White Oak in Garner, and Beaver Creek in Apex. And also got Lucy in the Sky, rated R, playing only at the Crossroads in Cary. And The Addams Family, rated PG, plays at all of these theaters. Now, with all of those in mind, let's take a look at what's been sticking around for a while. There is Abominable, rated PG, playing at all of those theaters. Ad Astra, rated PG-13, plays at the North Hills, the Crossroads, and the Beaver Creek. Downton Abbey plays everywhere except the Timberline. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw, rated PG-13, plays only in North Hills. Hustlers, rated R, plays at North Hills, Crossroads, and Briar Creek. It, Chapter 2, rated R, plays at North Hills, Crossroads, White Oak, and Beaver Creek. Joker, rated R, plays at all of these theaters. Judy in the Sky with Glasses, rated PG-13, plays at North Hills, Crossroads, Briar Creek, White Oak, Beaver Creek, and Timberline. That's basically all of the theaters. And actually, I just misread that. It's simply called Judy. I was reading from the line of Lucy in the Sky. Sorry. Rambo, Last Blood, rated R, plays only at the White Oak in Garner. And that's it. Now we'll take that closer look at the newest releases. Okay, Disney's Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, is rated PG. It runs an hour and 58 minutes. Maleficent, voiced by Angelina Jolie, travels to a grand old castle to celebrate young Aurora's upcoming wedding to Prince Philip. While there, she meets Aurora's future mother-in-law, a conniving queen who hatches a devious plot to destroy the land's fairies. Hoping to stop her, Maleficent joins forces with a seasoned warrior and a group of outcasts to battle the queen and her powerful army. This is a family fantasy action adventure directed by Joachim Rønning. The Lighthouse is rated R for sexual content, nudity, violence, disturbing images, and some language. Its running time is an hour and 50 minutes. There is Enchantment in the Light. This is directed by Robert Eggers, the visionary filmmaker behind modern horror masterpiece The Witch. It becomes a hypnotic and hallucinatory tale of two lighthouse keepers on a remote and mysterious New England island in the 1890s. This nautical tale of madness and dread, soaked in filthy glee, stars Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson. And this is of the horror drama genre. Zombieland Double Tap is directed by Ruben Fleischer. It's rated R for bloody violence, some drug and sexual content and language throughout. It runs an hour and 39 minutes. Zombie Slayers, Tallahassee, played by Woody Harrelson. Columbus, played by Jesse Eisenberg. Wichita, played by Emma Stone. And Little Rock, played by Abigail Breslin, must face off against the many new kinds of zombies that have evolved since the first movie, as well as some new human survivors. But most of all, they have to face the growing pains of their own snarky makeshift family. And this is an action-adventure comedy. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw is rated PG-13 for some strong language, prolonged sequences of action, suggestive material, and violence. It runs 2 hours and 18 minutes. Brixton Lohr, played by Idris Elba, is a cybernetically enhanced soldier who possesses superhuman strength, a brilliant mind, and a lethal pathogen that could wipe out half of the world's population. It's now up to hulking lawman Luke Hobbs, played by Dwayne Johnson, and lawless operative Deckard Shaw, played by Jason Statham, to put aside their past differences and work together to prevent the seemingly indestructible Lohr from destroying humanity. This is a fantasy action adventure, which the cast also includes Helen Mirren, and it is directed by David Leitch. Gemini Man is rated PG-13 for violence and action throughout and brief, strong language. It runs 1 hour and 57 minutes. Henry Brogan, played by Will Smith, is an elite 51-year-old assassin who's ready to call it quits after finishing his 72nd job. His plans get turned upside down when he becomes the target of a mysterious operative who can seemingly predict his every move. To his horror, Brogan soon learns that the man who's trying to kill him is a younger, faster, cloned version of himself. This is of the mystery and suspense and science fiction and fantasy genre. The next new one on the agenda here is Lexi. It is rated R. It's directed by John Lucas and Scott Moore. The R rating is for strong and crude sexual content and language throughout, some drug use, and graphic nudity. It runs 1 hour and 24 minutes. Phil, played by Adam Devine, has a major dependency issue. He's addicted to his cell phone. He has no friends, and his love life is non-existent. Forced to upgrade to a new phone, Phil soon learns that the latest model comes with Jexy, an artificial intelligence life coach, virtual assistant, and cheerleader. With its help, he begins to get a real life. But as he becomes less dependent on the phone, Jexy starts to morph into a tech nightmare that's determined to keep Phil all to itself. And this is of the comedy genre. Next is Lucy in the Sky, directed by Noah Hawley. It's rated R for language and some sexual content. It runs 2 hours and 2 minutes. Lucy in the Sky, in this movie, Natalie Portman plays Lucy Cola, a strong woman whose determination and drive as an astronaut take her to space, where she's deeply moved by the transcendent experience of seeing her life from afar. Back home, as Lucy's world suddenly feels too small for her, her connection with reality slowly unravels. And this is of the science fiction, fantasy, drama genre. And finally, we have The Addams Family, directed by Conrad Vernon and Greg Tiernan. It's rated PG, runs 1 hour and 27 minutes. Members of the mysterious and spooky Addams Family, Gomez, Morticia, Pugsley, Wednesday, Uncle Fester and Grandma are readily preparing for a visit from their even creepier relatives. But trouble soon arises when shady TV personality Margot Needler realizes that the Adams' eerie hilltop mansion is standing in the way of her dream to sell all the houses in the neighborhood. And this is an animated movie, and it's certainly fit for the family. Well, that's the whole shebang on the movies that are new this week and last week. If we have a little time after the play previews, we'll come back and I'll repeat some of the ones from previous weeks. So, The Taming in Raleigh, done by the Justice Theater Project at Raleigh's Peace University. The audio-described performance is on Sunday, November 3rd at 3 p.m. It's written by Lauren Gunderson, and it's directed by Jerry Lynn Schulke. A quote from the play, "The entire history and reality of this country is insane. So the way I see it, the crazier plan, the better." In this hilarious, raucous, all-female power play, inspired by Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew, beauty contestant Catherine has political aspirations to match her ambitions. All she needs to revolutionize the American government is the help of one ultra-conservative senator's aide on the cusp of a career breakthrough, and one bleeding-heart liberal blogger who will do anything for her cause. Well, that and a semi-historically accurate ether trip. Here's looking at you, America. Justice Theater Project offers free pairs of tickets for users of the audio description service, so perhaps you and a family member would like to go at no charge. Call them at 919-264-7089. That's 919-264-7089. The Fall of the House of Usher. This is on the same date, Sunday, November 3rd, 3 p.m. It's by Applause Cary Youth Theater, performed at the Cary Arts Center. Adapted by Tim Kelly from the classic tale of Edgar Allan Poe, in this adaptation of one of Poe's most famous works, Roderick Usher and his beautiful sister fall victim to disease, death, and premature burial in their decaying mansion. This is directed by Samantha Corey. Cost is $10, and they do not take phone orders. So just plan on coming on down. There are plenty of seats. You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, by Raleigh Little Theater, in their Canty Sutton Theater, also on Sunday, November 3rd at 5 p.m. Charles Schulz's beloved comic character comes to life in Clark Gesner's classic musical, and the whole gang is here. Bossy Lucy is hopelessly in love with piano prodigy Schroeder, who doesn't give her the time of day. Perfectionist Sally is still mocking blanket-toting Linus. Snoopy is in the doghouse, and blockhead himself, Charlie Brown, is in rare form. Based on the comic strip by Charles M. Schulz, book music and lyrics by Clark Gesner, additional music and lyrics by Andrew Lippa, the number to call is 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. Adult tickets are $17. Children 12 and under are $12. And Raleigh Little Theater does offer a second ticket at no charge to users of the audio description service. So for the cost of one ticket, you and a friend or driver can attend You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, November 3rd at 5 p.m. For make reservations, call 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. Having Our Say, The Delaney Sisters, by North Carolina Theater in the Fletcher Opera Theater in downtown Raleigh on Saturday, November 9th at 2 p.m. Trailblazers, activists, and best friends Sadie and Bessie Delaney, both over 100 years old, take audiences on an inspiring and entertaining journey as they recount the triumphant stories of their lives, from growing up in Raleigh, North Carolina as the daughters of a former slave, to integrating a New York suburb during the Harlem Renaissance. This Tony Award-nominated adaptation of the real-life sisters' memoirs is a funny and heartfelt family drama you won't want to miss. For reservations, call 919-831-6941. That's 919-831-6941. Tickets start at $30, and they run as high as $79. And just a reminder that Carrie Players has the best Christmas pageant ever on Sunday, December 8th, 3 p.m. Raleigh Little Theater has Cinderella Sunday, December 15th, 5 p.m. And Justice Theater Project has Black Nativity on Sunday, December 15th. Switching over to the Durham and Chapel Hill area, Durham 150 Closing Ceremony at the Durham Performing Arts Center on November 2nd, that's a Saturday, 7:30 p.m., celebrating Durham and 150 years of innovation. Durham's Sesquicentennial, a year-long celebration of the city of Durham's 150th anniversary of incorporation in 2019, encourages Durhamites and visitors to explore themes of history and education, innovation and entrepreneurship, social equity and robust democracy, as well as arts and leisure. The Year of Celebration is supported by the City of Durham, Discover Durham, the Museum of Durham History, as well as generous contributions of Durham residents, businesses, and organizations. The Durham 150 Closing Ceremony, presented by Duke University and Duke Health, will take place on Saturday, November 2nd from 7:30 to 10 p.m. at the DPAC. This will be a culminating event of Durham 150 and will explore the history of Durham through narration, video, live performance, and music. Tickets range from $15 to $30, and you can call 919-688-3722. That's 919-688-3722 to make reservations or to get more information. Also in Durham, also at the Durham Performing Arts Center, on Saturday, November 9th at 8 p.m., is A Bronx Tale, which New York refers to as Jersey Boys Meets West Side Story. 3 years ago, Academy Award nominee Chaz Palminteri teamed up with Academy Award winner Robert De Niro, Tony Award winner Jerry Zaks, and Tony Award winner Sergio Trujillo to create this streetwise musical based on Palminteri's true life story. A Bronx Tale, Broadway's hit crowd pleaser, takes you to the stoops of the Bronx in the 1960s, where a young man is caught between the father he loves and the mob boss he'd love to be. Bursting with high-energy dance numbers and original doo-wop tunes from Academy and Tony Award winner Alan Menken and Tony Award nominee Glenn Slater, A Bronx Tale is an unforgettable story of loyalty and family. The New York Times hails A Bronx Tale as a critic's pick, the kind of tale that makes you laugh and cry. Seats start at $31, and you can make reservations by calling 919-688-3722. That's 919-688-3722. Playmakers in Chapel Hill has Ragtime on Tuesday, November 26th at 7:30 p.m. And now we'll hop over to the Triad area, where Triad Stage offers Dracula on Saturday, November 9th at 2 p.m. This is by Bram Stoker, and it's a stage adaptation by Preston Lane. Bring the garlic and a silver stake, but leave your disbelief at home. A blood-sucking stranger appears in London and has citizens locking their doors and praying for dawn. Join the fight against the darkness that strikes even the purest of hearts. The artistic director tells us, I love a good scare. There's nothing as thrilling to me as when I'm part of an audience so completely drawn in by a play, we believe the danger on stage is 100% real. Dracula scares us. It fills us with chills and thrills, but it also gets under your skin. The vampire's evil infects everyone who comes in contact with it, even those determined to destroy it. The story haunts you long after it's over, and that's what makes it really terrifying. Tickets are $15 and up, and reservations can be made by calling 336-272-0160. That's 336-272-0160. And then a reminder that Triad Stage will also be offering A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, adapted by Preston Lane, on Sunday, December 15th at 2 p.m. And then It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play, on Saturday, December 21st at 2 p.m. And this is adapted by Joe Landry. And I got just another minute or so left here, so I'm going to take a look at preview information about some of the earlier released movies. There is Abominable, rated PG, a family movie, runs 1 hour and 37 minutes. After discovering a Yeti on the roof of her apartment building, teenage Yi, that's Y-I, and her two friends embark on an epic quest to reunite the magical creature with his family. But to do so, they must stay one step ahead of a wealthy financier and a determined zoologist who want to capture the beast for their own. This is of the animated action-adventure genre, and it is directed by Jill Coulton and Todd Wilderman. And Abominable does play in all of the local theaters with audio description, as does Joker, which is rated R for strong bloody violence, brief sexual images, language, and disturbing behavior. It plays for 2 hours and 2 minutes. Forever alone in a crowd, failed comedian Arthur Fleck, played by Joaquin Phoenix, seeks connection as he walks the streets of Gotham City. Arthur wears two masks, the one he paints for his day job as a clown, and the guise he projects in a futile attempt to feel like he's part of the world around him. Isolated, bullied, and disregarded by society, Fleck begins a slow descent into madness as he transforms into the criminal mastermind known as the Joker. The movie also stars Robert De Niro. It is a suspense thriller directed by Todd Phillips. And finally, a quick look at Ad Astra, rated PG-13, runs 2 hours and 4 minutes. This is a sci-fi drama.